We return now to the hunt for terrorists in Europe. Today's raids against armed militants in Belgium highlighted the trend of European Muslims traveling to Syria and Iraq to fight. Europol says that as many as 5,000 Europeans have joined the conflict there. Hundreds have returned to Europe, where authorities fear they may use their military training to launch attacks. For more on this, I'm joined by Lorenzo Vedino of the European Foundation for Democracy. He studies Islamism and political violence in Europe and North America. So officials say there is no direct connection to the Paris attacks, Mr. Vedino, but they seem awfully similar.
Yeah, absolutely. What we see right now in Belgium is two different situations. As was allegedly the arrest for the individual who provided the weapons to Koulibaly, the man who attacked the supermarket in Paris. But they also allegedly thwarted a plot which traces its roots to Syria to carry out attacks in Belgium. So a very tense situation in Belgium with two ongoing situations.
Is the Syria connection particularly problematic in Europe, where the borders are so porous?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, the borders are porous when it comes to Turkey. So it's very easy for Europeans to go to Turkey. In many cases, you don't even need a passport. Just with an ID, you can travel to Turkey. And then it's very easy from the Turkish border to make your way into Syria. Equally easy is to come back from Syria to Turkey and then to European countries. And finally, it's very easy to go from one country to another. There's no border anymore between European countries. One travels like you travel from state to state in the U.S. The problem is that the police does not have the same power. So there are borders for authorities. So French police cannot investigate and operate in, let's say, Belgium or Spain, but the terrorists move freely. So that's a big problem for Europe.
You are in Milan tonight in Italy, and you work in Belgium. Is there, from the people you talk to on the continent, is there a particular nervousness, tension about the potential for these kinds of attacks or plots to spread?
Yeah, obviously, you do see a larger presence of police in many potential targets. I don't think there's panic in terms of population, but obviously that's what people talk about. It's in the media. And you do see some tensions in society. So obviously these are tense times. It's nothing new in European history. We have dealt with, Islamist terrorism for the last 15 years. We've had other forms of terrorism, right-wing, left-wing, nationalist in the past. So it's really nothing new. At the same time, obviously, there are some tensions. And it's a new form of terrorism, which is in some way particularly insidious. So it's problematic indeed.
In Brussels lately, and in Belgium in general, there's a history of some attacks recently.
There was indeed another attack back in May, where another returnee from Syria, a French individual who had radicalized in prison, traveled to Syria, fought for 1 year in Syria, then came back to Europe, managed to get an AK-47, and went inside the Jewish Museum in Brussels and killed four people. He was then subsequently arrested. A lot of the dynamics that we've seen now with France and Belgium were already visible back then. We do see this sort of dynamics throughout Europe. There have been several plots thwarted in many countries, from the UK to even peaceful Switzerland and Sweden. So it is a problem. The numbers you mentioned are particularly problematic, up to 5,000 individuals. That's a huge number, but it creates a lot of problems for authorities to monitor them. There's a lack of manpower, and there are obviously legal problems in monitoring all these people.
Is there a distinction or a distinction without a difference between Islamic State militants and Al-Qaeda militants in terms of trying to trace the source of all of this activism and terrorism?
No, I think there's obviously an importance. We know that the two groups are at odds. They're actually in competition on some level. And at the leadership level, there's a bit of a rivalry between the two. And in a way, the argument is that one is trying to outdo the other by carrying out spectacular and symbolic attacks. I think at the grassroots level, when it comes to aspiring terrorists, aspiring jihadists, for them, those distinctions don't really make much sense. People who want to sort of get involved but embrace this ideology and want to mobilize, to them, Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, makes little sense. It's a distinction that doesn't really matter. What they want to do is do something, whether it's in Syria or here in Europe. Whether they do it with Al-Qaeda or with Islamic State, it matters very little to them.
Lorenzo Vedino of the European Foundation for Democracy in Brussels, thank you very much.
Thank you.